Proclamation number 8143, dated the April 5th, 1962. Free decision of will. The infinitely long path of your development through the creations of Earth is coming to an end if you travel the last short stretch of the path as a human being in the right direction. If you strive towards me myself and thus consciously accomplish your return to me when you pass the final test of will on earth, when you make the right decision, thus dispose of your opposing will towards me, from whom you once originated, then you will truly have accomplished your work of transformation, as, my living creation you voluntarily became my child. You have surmounted the deepest depths and descended again to the highest peaks. Although as humans you indeed travel the last short stretch as self-aware beings, you have no recollection of the endless time of your preliminary development and of the awful torment this path meant for the spirits which were once created as free beings. As a human being you will remain ignorant of your previous life and your actual purpose of earthly life until you have voluntarily looked for and found the connection with me, which now reveals knowledge to you that will also impel you into serious striving for your final state of perfection. This knowledge can certainly be conveyed to fellow human beings too, so that they will live their earthly life more responsibly. But it will rarely be believed as long as a person does not make contact with me by way of thoughts, prayer or actions of love. Since evidence of his previous existence cannot be given to him, he will not gladly want to accept what he is told about his soul's path through all works of creation, through the mineral, plant and animal world. This is why his sense of responsibility for his life on earth as a human being is small. But since it concerns the free decision of will, he must find the path to me himself. He must learn to recognize me, and for this he will receive help in every way. For he can think, he can use his intellect, and even if it does not necessarily reveal the truth to him, he can nevertheless use his intellect to also think about a God and Creator to whom he owes his existence. If such thoughts affect him, he will also somehow or other form an opinion of them. And the direction these thoughts take is up to his free will. However, as soon as he merely takes the possibility of an infinitely long previous time of development into account, it will already be of benefit for his soul. For such thoughts will not leave him again, and he will question the actual purpose of earthly life. Then he can also be certain that many an explanation will be conveyed to him mentally, which he will accept and also make him consciously strive to fulfill his purpose of earthly life. The human being certainly comes into this world without any kind of knowledge, but I will always make sure that a small glimmer of realization shines for him, that he will always encounter a light on which he need only kindle himself in order to recognize the path he should take in order to ascend. The fact that he is not forced in any way does not exclude that he won't have ample opportunity to make a free decision. And the beings of light which look after him will also help him gain realization by way of providence, yet always without coercion. But life on earth as a human being is of greatest significance, since it can, after all, result in the final completion of the soul's path through matter and enable them to pass into the kingdom of the beyond as free and unburdened spirits. However, the human being can also fail his final test of will and enter the beyond in an unredeemed state. But even there it is still possible for the soul to find and call upon the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ and to ascend gradually. But it can also live an entirely unspiritual life on earth and be banished again into matter, that is, it will have to take the same path of development through the creations of earth once more, which is so appalling and requires such an infinitely long time again that I will truly support people in every possible way in order to protect them from this dreadful fate of a new banishment. In the end, however, it is the human being's will which decides. And therefore I keep trying to influence the will such that it will turn to me by itself. For then his soul will be saved even if it is not yet fully mature when it finishes its earthly life as a human. But its will has chosen me, and that also signifies the right decision and thus a past test of will. Everyone should listen and think about it as soon as he is informed of his development and his task on earth. He should merely take the possibility into account, and it would truly already be beneficial for him, for wherever possible the beings of light which guide him through earthly life will intervene and try everything in order to make him use his will correctly, so that he can finish the path through matter, so that he will seek and find me and then also be saved for all eternity. Amen.